Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'm your host, Raymond Galker, and this is a show that we open our doors and bring people in from our community who are doing awesome work to make our community a better place to live. And you're going to enjoy our segment we have today because we have representatives from Explore York with us. We have Andrea Ryan, who's a senior marketing manager. And with her is Julie Murphy. Julie Murphy. I'm sorry, Julie.
That's okay.
I love this. You're the web and social media marketing manager.
Yep.
You know, which keeps you very, very busy.
Yes.
And what we hope to do today, Julie, for you is come up with a lot of nice sound bites that you could then take this production and throw it out there.
Yeah.
We'll help you do that.
Cool.
Yes, we will. And Andrea, the senior marketing manager, first of all, tell me a little bit about what Explore York is.
Absolutely, Raymond. Be happy to. So Explore York is York County's Tourism Promotion Bureau. We do market the whole county, all 911 square miles of York County. We do a variety of things. We have social media that Julie takes care of. We do some print media. We do a lot of digital content. We go out and talk to travel writers. We pitch story ideas. We have social media influencers that come in. We also have a group tour program. So we have a person whose job is to go out and get people to bring groups here to York County to explore all the fun things here. We have a meetings and conventions team. So they're bringing in all kinds of conferences and special events like street rides and things like that. And we also have an arm called Sport York, which is one of actually the biggest draws to York County because we host all kinds of sporting tournaments all year long. And as you probably can guess, that brings a lot more people in because not only do you have the athletes, but you have all the family and the friends and the grandparents that are all coming in to support that event. So we market to primarily a 50-mile radius outside of York County. And we bring people in. We invite them to stay here and stay at our hotels, and shop at our businesses, and eat at our restaurants, and just really have a good economic impact here in York County.
Which I'm sure you have data to share later on of how successful you are. But the realization that I would not want to imagine York County without Explore York as being there to service the county. And you provide occupations for people. You provide the opportunity for people to really understand what York is about, bring them in, spend their money, have a great time experiencing York. But you don't only, I bet, work on bringing people in, but you service the people who live in this area and showcase the places that they can go to have a good time, showcase the businesses that are providing that opportunity for the community. So your organization brings money in, celebrates what everybody's doing. You're like a heartbeat.
Yeah, Raymond, that's a really nice assessment for sure. Visitors do spend more than $1 billion annually here in York County alone. Mm-hmm. So that's a big economic impact. Explore York's a relatively small team. I think there's, 13 of us with a couple of part-timers.
Yep.
But overall, there's more than 8,000 people that are employed in York County alone in the industry. You know, whether that be through restaurants and hotels and things like that. And so that is a pretty big, substantial economic impact. And then when we do bring people in here, we facilitate itineraries. We have We have some props here.
Yeah.
This is our travel guide, which we send all over the country and as well as internationally. And it's also available here throughout York County, that just talks about all the different places that you can visit while you're here to make the most of your time. We are a membership organization. We have close to 300 members. So we do advocate very heavily on behalf of those people. And we, you know, have them on story contents that we do, and Julie writes all kinds of fun web blogs and does social media content.
Yeah. And to your point of us reaching the community members as well as visitors, it's so fun when I'm on social media checking our comments and things, and somebody comments, "Oh, I've lived in York County my whole life and I never even knew this was here." And that's one of my favorite comments all the time. But so, yeah, to your point, we reach everybody.
I envy both of you. You have great jobs.
It's a lot of fun.
We do have fun.
Really, yeah. Really. Yeah.
I mean, you get to connect with people in our county that has a passion for what they do. Your members, they're business owners for the most part, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And you get to connect with them. You get to help them promote their heart's desire, which is a service or a product for others to enjoy. So, and you get to brag about them.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You get to brag about them a lot on the social media end. So, mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and if you weren't there to brag about them, who would be bragging about them?
Well, hopefully our community does show a lot of good support. But yeah, I mean, there's so many good things around here that happen every day, every weekend. And, you know, just great experiences outside, you know, big box retail shopping. And we've got great restaurants, lots of mom and pop stuff. I mean, there's no shortage of things we could talk about, for sure.
Yeah, and we're just lucky enough to be able to get out and experience them. You know, some weeks we're out picking flowers in the flower field. Some weeks we're, you know, riding the rail trail, and just a lot of fun. We get to promote a lot of fun things.
So there's a lot going on, and to your point, Julie, some people don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and you use your social media outreach. Are there other things that you do to try to help make people in the community aware of what's there?
Yeah, we bring in influencers, content creators, a few times a year, and sometimes we'll send them to events, or we'll send them to certain seasonal things, or just certain businesses that we want to show a little love to, and they highlight it, and we get to collaborate with the content creators, and we get to reach their audience, they get to reach our audience, and it's a lot of fun. We get to.
I bet you have a blast. Do you get to share that experience?
So I focus more on travel writers. We just brought a travel writer in from Frederick, Maryland, and we curate a whole itinerary for him. We send them to mostly members, and he goes out and just experiences, like somebody that would come out here and experience it for themselves for the weekend, mm-hmm. writes a whole thing in it, and it was just in the weekend getaway guide down in Frederick, Maryland. Last week it was, so yeah. Just coming in, where he stayed, what he enjoyed about where he stayed, the places that he ate for dinner, you know, how his experience was riding the Northern Central Railway of York. I think he hit a show at the Appel Center. But just really giving people that are outside our area an inside view of what you can expect. Because it's, you know, sometimes you think York County is kind of it is a hidden gem, and it's tucked in between Gettysburg and Lancaster and Hershey points north. But there's so many unique things that are happening here. When you bring somebody like that in, they can really paint a really nice picture and say, okay, well, you know, that's definitely on my next road trip weekend hotspot to go to York County.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But you get to interact with a different type of influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at a more modern type of influencer.
Yep.
What's that like? I mean,
It's a lot of fun. Everybody's a little different, and everybody has their own interests, and they come in and we create the itinerary for them, and then they just have an experience that they get to share with their audience, whatever their audience is interested in, based on the audience that they've built. And it's just so great to see York County reaching a new group of people.
So if someone wanted to, local or someone from a distance, wanted to come to York and have a awesome experience. What's it? They will anyhow. Yeah. I mean, the food, even going down to Central Market.
Oh my gosh, I mean, yeah.
The food down there is phenomenal. They make a hoagie down there that's...
Hefty Lefties.
I mean, that's
a good
huge.
Name for Hefty Lefties.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great experience that is. You would help them plan their trip, or would they get on your website and then start there?
Yeah, so you definitely would want to hit yorkpa.org. One of the most popular sections of our website, which Julie also helps curate the content on that as well. But you can go in on our calendar of events and say, I'm coming here, you know, the weekend of April 5th, and what are all the things that are happening? And you can, you know, put your dates in, and it'll tell you all, because everybody likes to do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a nice list online, as is in our travel guide, of all the places that you can see. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on your budget, you know, you want to go a little bit higher end or just stay in downtown York City and walk around for the weekend, park your car once, and just go out on foot. Or if you want to get out and explore the 911 square miles, there's really something for everybody here.
Mm-hmm. Even if you just want to come for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's something to do.
But we do encourage people to stay overnight.
That's right.
We'll get into that later.
We can get into that right now if you like.
Well, sure.
Sure.
So, as we mentioned, Explore York, we are funded by the hotel occupancy tax, in part. So we are a membership organization, but we're also funded. We receive some of the funds from that. So when people come into the county and they stay overnight, a portion of that comes back, and we use some of that money to do some marketing, but the majority of the money goes into the tourism grant program for York County. So that's been running since 2017. Took a little bit of a break for that crazy thing called COVID, but in that time, we've given out over more than $7 million to fund grants. Now, Explore York is just the conduit for the tourism grant program. We facilitate the applications. They run two cycles a year. It's January, which one just closed, and that's in the review process. And the next one comes online in June. There's a whole separate committee that goes through and reviews all the application and selects who is going to receive the funds for that grant cycle. And then once that comes back and the grant winners are notified, then Explore York steps back in and we help them through the process, make sure that they're doing everything that they can to kind of keep that funnel going, make sure that all of the requirements are being met before they receive their funds so that they can keep that kind of cycle going. So they're bringing even more people back into the county through their grant-funded events to, just like I said, keep that cycle going for as long as possible so we can get more money and influx and economic impact into our community.
Andrea, this is awesome. The majority of the money that you're bringing in from the tax from people staying at hotels and motels, you're saying goes back to the community to help them through a grant improve what they have to offer?
Yeah, to improve what they have, not necessarily infrastructure, but to do ideas that they want to do to bring even more people in.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. So you say you have an organization here in York County and you really want to build the people who are going to come here for that. Let's just use the National Street Rides Association, for example. So everybody here in York County is, you know, fond love of these really cool cars.
Yeah.
You know, you go on Friday afternoon, you see the parade out. But beyond that, you want to bring all the car enthusiasts from the Mid-Atlantic State region here, so that they can stay in our hotels and be eating at our restaurants and be shopping at our businesses. So we would, you know, that's partially a grant-funded sponsorship or opportunity that keeps that funnel going every year.
So it helps promote or help enhance the event that they're having.
Yes, mm-hmm. Help enhance, help talk about how to reach past just York County and to bring those people in to make the impact even bigger.
Sometimes they're local events, sometimes they're local organizations, and sometimes it'll bring a sporting event or any other kind of event to the area with their audience.
Yeah.
So you guys are constantly working to improve the life experience everyone has here. Mm-hmm. By bringing people in to share what we have to offer.
Exactly. Yep.
And in doing so, you provide the opportunity for our organizations and our people who have a passion for certain things to be able to do it better or come up with an idea, but within their circle, they could do it better than what you guys could do because they know their circle and they can invite their circle, be it the circle is local or regional or national.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, it used to be the York County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I think we're celebrating our 61st year. You know, the move was made to kind of rebrand to be Explore York, to be more action-oriented, to be more inviting people to come to the area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been about 61 years. And, you know, speaking of the grants, we just grant-funded the Lincoln Highway Association Conference that will be here in June. It'll be held in downtown York. The majority of the people will be staying at the lovely historic Yorktown Hotel. But that is a draw that's drawn people from Canada and all across the United States who share a passion for, you know, the Lincoln Highway, Route 30, mm-hmm. and all of the great history that's here in York County. And, you know, as we're kicking off America 250, PA 250, you know, there's just a really renewed level of excitement for all things nostalgia and history. And, you know, what better place to explore than York County, where the Articles of Confederation were written. And, I mean, York County is older than the United States.
Yeah. To my favorite fun fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Our York Fair is older than the United States.
Yep.
York County plays a very important part in the history of the signing of the Articles of Independence for America. Mm-hmm. And the Lincoln Highway started as an Indian trail, mm-hmm. and was used as Lancaster. York was part of Lancaster. Now we're getting into a little bit. 250.
That goes a little bit before our time, even mine.
Yeah, and the thing about it is we've been doing some production for the 250th also.
Great.
So, you know, Adams County was part of York. York was part of Lancaster. So, you know, we're all related some way in that. But you guys must be really excited about the 250th and have been promoting events that's going to be occurring. How can people find out about those events that you guys are supporting and promoting for the 250th?
So we have a web page on our website, obviously. You can find it by www.historymadehere.com. And there's a little bit about York County's history, but most importantly, there's a calendar of events on that page where all of our members and the community members can submit their America 250 themed events. So everyone in the region or whoever wants to know what's going on in York County can find them there.
So when these events occurred, you know, mainly the opportunity to have an event was offered to the community. An individual could have came up with something. Mm-hmm. A business could have came up with something. A nonprofit organization could have came up with something. This must be kind of exciting to see all these things happening.
It really is, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun stuff happening. We were just talking about this unforgettable big band, Freedom's Not Free, that's gonna be at the Valencia Ballroom. I don't know if you've ever been to the beautiful Valencia Ballroom.
No.
It's one of the only two ballrooms that still is suspended for ballroom dancing. It's on Springs.
Not really?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat venue. And they do a lot of fun shows there, but this one is kind of like a retro big band experience. And that is Friday, July 3rd, but you can get all the details, like Julie said, on yorkpa.org. Mm-hmm. I know Northern Central Railway is having a huge community. Like, they're just looping in all kinds of community partners. And even, you know, people that maybe couldn't do their own event can connect into this huge celebration.
And there's still time to get involved, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, there's new stuff coming in on the calendar all the time, so everybody keep their eye on it.
Is there a 250th committee in York
There is. I believe it's held with Brian Tate.
Yep.
He's our Registrar of Wills. He's the big guy who facilitates all that. Also at Explore York, we've had some meetings with our own members, just kind of, you know, spitball some ideas and bring all the people together, because as you know, we're just a community that likes to support each other, and you know, great minds getting together make things even better.
So you have an exciting job already. I've said that, you know, the heartbeat of the York County. You get to showcase people of passion, be it being there in their business, be it nonprofits, be it, you grow the community. You showcase the community. And you provide opportunity for our community to do things that they'd never be able to do. By bringing money in through this grant program is one. But by bringing visitors here, the amount of money that goes back to our community is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. If someone wanted to come to York and only had a little time, what is the one thing that you would tell them they have to? Really, this is one thing you have to do. Get a York peppermint patty or?
That's a tough one, because York County, we don't have, like other destinations, they have that one big thing. York County is kind of, it's perfect for anybody with any interest. If you're a history buff, you want to roam around the charming downtowns, or you like arts and culture, whatever you like, we have it. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint just one.
It's tough, yeah. I mean, yeah. The new History Museum is absolutely phenomenal. The Agricultural and Industrial Museum is kind of like a hidden gem. I mean, where else can you go in and see a full-size trolley car and a Piper Cub Cadet hanging from the ceiling and a three-story working mill inside, take your kids there? And it's like, what? Less than $10 a ticket. I shouldn't say that out loud, but it's just amazing how many things there are. You know, we have the chief. There's things every day that get added, and you know, like recently, the Chief Uncas out at NYCHAPS out on the Susquehanna River. That's a 111 or 112-year-old boat that was living Aldolph Bush of the Bush Beer Magnate. It was his electric yacht built back in the day, and it retired down here. And it takes people out on all kinds of great tours in the season. Their season's going to be opening up here, I guess, pretty soon in May.
Yeah.
You can go for a sunset cruise. You can learn about indigenous people and how they, you know, migrated throughout York County. You can learn about the Underground Railroad, see petroglyphs. I've been on the boat maybe 6 or 7 times in the last 2 years, 3 years, and it's always a different experience.
Okay. And you're looking at industry. The amount of industry that shaped York, you know, over history and still.
Still, yeah. I mean, we've unfortunately lost things like Pfalzgraf. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some exciting things on the horizon. The Harley-Davidson plant in York is about to unveil a new experience. I imagine that's coming on the pipeline in fall. So we're really excited about that, to be able to bring visitors in, because that's been something that people outside this area have really missed, being able to come in and see the kind of cool stuff that's happening here.
A lot of
the beloved brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of motorcycle enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cars, motorcycles, boats.
Motorcycles, the boats, restaurants.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the food is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yep.
The food is phenomenal.
Great, great restaurants over here in Hanover. And gosh, I have to give a shout out to Justine. I have to give a shout out to Mariah at Main Street Hanover.
Okay.
She was our Spirit of Tourism recipient this year, because she's just been such a great partner and, you know, really the spearheading so much of things that are happening at your downtown over here in Hanover with all the merchants on the square. And so, yep.
Yeah.
We just recognized her at our tourism industry event in January. And
yeah. With beautiful awards made by Candy Duda out of Red Lion.
Okay.
They were stained glass, small stained glass panels. And one went to the York County Sheriff's Office and one went to Main Street Hanover. And they were themed with their logos and just absolutely beautiful. you check them out on our social media if you want to see them.
And sometimes people forget that Hanover is very much a part of York County.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, that it's part of Adams County. I mean, living so close to Hanover, you have the choice of enjoying their heritage, which is tremendous also. But then you have, do you do anything with Wrightsville?
Mm-hmm. We do. We do. We work a lot with all of the towns, the eight railroad towns, we call mm-hmm. them. And they're all very well connected, too. They even in the south part of the county, they have their own little group. They get together once a month, and they talk about all the ways that they can work together and bring people in and make it a nice place for people to live and work and play.
Yeah. And we promote all the little towns of York County, from Wrightsville, New Cumberland, Dillsburg, everywhere. Yep.
And in the south, you go down to Cadores?
The border, all the way down.
All the way down to the border, yeah.
Yep.
I will say that York County is, we have more than our fair share, because what's there, 60-some, 61, 64 counties in Pennsylvania. So that would average out to be in one state park per county. We have four here. Mm-hmm. I don't think people, you know, even when you live here your whole life, you don't think how fortunate we are. We have four state parks, all the county parks, all those local pocket parks. We have the Heritage Rail Trail, and it's expanding out this way even more every year, which is really exciting.
Yeah, Hanover Trolley Trail mm-hmm. in development. Well, it already exists, but
it's being expanded.
Yes, yeah. Always developing.
I mean, the outdoor resources alone. I mean, I think people really started paying attention during COVID of how great York County is, because, you know, you couldn't go to the theaters and the restaurants, so mm-hmm. you could still spend some time outside. And, you know, we thought maybe it would take a little bit of a bump back, but I don't think that if it has, it hasn't bumped back much, because people are really enjoying, you know, being able to come up here and ride and bike and hike and yep. rent a boat and
fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have great little trout parks mm-hmm. yeah, in some parts of the county.
Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly affordable. So people who want to come and stay, it's affordable to have a whole weekend here. You bring your family, and that's a big draw, yeah. too.
So the variety of the landscapes that you have in York goes from Cadores Park, which is a big, but you have other lakes like that in York County too. I mean, maybe not as big.
Not as big as Marburg, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of camping areas, like you said.
Mm-hmm. The Gifford Pinchot, and they're adding.
So you go all the way up to Pinchot.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Pinchot's still in York County is a big place.
It's huge. Yeah.
I know Dillsburg, mm-hmm. but you know, I guess when you get to Dillsburg and you start, I guess is that east. Or whatever, there is Pinchot Park.
Yeah, and they have cabins up there, and they're adding glamping into some of the state parks, including one here in York County. Mm-hmm. So if you ever wanted to go glamping.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like fancy camping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like luxury.
Glamorous camping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what you pull your own?
No, you stay. The facility's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have like a deck that you have.
Deck.
I think it's
fire. Yeah.
Where's that located?
Cadores.
Cadores.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Cadores, they're doing that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to say, I mean, you might have to cut this, but confirm it. But I want to say you can make reservations right now for the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What a great park.
Yeah. It's very cool. And then we also have the river, so. Aside from Lake Marburg and the other lakes there, you could go over to the river. There's overlooks at Susquehanna Riverland State Park. Beautiful. And it's so beautiful in the fall, too. Highly recommend that.
Is it Wrightsville Restaurant down there?
John Wright Restaurant. Yeah, he does a great farm-to-table.
Oh, yeah.
You can't beat that view, just sitting there and watching the Susquehanna River float by. It's just so beautiful.
I mean, you don't even have to eat there. People just show up and go right on the bank of the Susquehanna.
Yeah. Yep.
But you're going to want to eat there.
You're going to want to eat there.
Yep.
I mean, you have that pizza call on you, and then you have what they make in their kitchen. Yeah. Good food. Mm-hmm. A lot of good Man, you have to come more than one weekend to enjoy everything York has to offer.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah.
I agree.
That's what you say. Tell us to pick one thing. And we say the one thing you should pick is a little bit longer of a stay.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit longer of a stay. Okay, well, hey, we could talk about the Maker Spirit event.
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's something that we spoke on at the very beginning. And is this an event that you all organized, or is it something that one of your members that you support? Can you talk about that,
yeah.
please?
So it's kind of a hybrid approach. We at Explore York really market other people's events, with the exception of 2 to 3 things that we do. And the Maker Spirit event is June 19th and 20th. It's actually kicking off June 16th. We're doing a 6-game sponsorship series with the York Revs. We're giving away these really cool themed jerseys, talking about York County and America 2PA 250. And then the 19th and the 20th, it's all of our members that want to participate, they have to offer an experience. Whether it be you learn how to do something, you know, make your own room spray, make your own candle, make your own stained glass, mm-hmm. or you go see them and how they're doing it. I know York Solid Waste Authority does a really great behind-the-scenes tour, so you can see, it's trash, but it's fascinating mm-hmm. what goes into putting that all together. I know last year the Appel Center did a lovely behind-the-scenes stage tour to celebrate their 100th anniversary. So it's a lot of different things that happen, the 19th and the 20th. Again, this year we're going retro because it's America 250, PA 250, okay. So why not? So you'll collect a little passport, and you'll plan your visits, and you'll get a little stamp, and we're going to have some great prizes associated with that. And it's just a fun way to see all the things that are made here in York County, a fun way to meet your neighbors, a fun way to learn how to do things yourself, sample some food, sample mm-hmm. some beverages. It's a real nice celebration of community.
Yeah.
Community pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You build community pride. You celebrate the community. Now, is there a list of participants, or is there something that you give out that people check off as they go?
There will be, yes. So we'll have a paper passport this year. So the participants will be on there, but we also have a webpage. Where if you just find Maker Spirit event on our website, you'll have all the participants. So it'll be a map of everywhere that you can go and the things that you can do.
Which is phenomenal. I mean, providing an organized experience for the community, I don't think that could be downplayed. I mean, you do so much for the community. And what these events do is provide an opportunity for someone that may not be inspired to create some and live locally mm-hmm. to say, hey, I can get involved in this opportunity. And you also make a game out of it somewhat, don't you? Or,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Yeah, so as the visitors or the residents of York County go around to the different places, they'll be able to pick up different prizes at each place, and it'll be a fun little surprise what everyone gets.
What a great concept. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this for...
It's been probably close to 25 years. And
well,
we've changed the names here and there, but the concept is always kind of remained core, things that are made here in York County. Last year we had Snyder's, where kind enough to reopen their, because the factory tours, mm-hmm. We're the snack food capital of the world still, mm-hmm. but with COVID that kind of put a damper in right. people's enthusiasm for being able to open their facilities to everybody. So with this is kind of the opportunity that you wouldn't necessarily get every day to still get in there. Everybody wants to see how the pretzels are made,
Yeah, I just want to eat them.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's the nice thing about Explore York is that you guys are constantly reviewing what you do for the community, mm-hmm. and you're not afraid to change it up to try to make it better. You guys are very creative, You must really, really enjoy going to work.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
fun.
There's we have a really great team, yeah.
Doing something new every day. We had a pretty exciting event earlier this month. Travels with Darlie, who's a PBS award-winning television producer. She was doing a series called Communities That Shaped America. She got in contact with us through one of the industry events that we attend, and we hosted her here in York County a couple months ago. Her and her crew came out and filmed, you know, Dill's Tavern and the Cherry Bounce and different restaurants, different places to be, a historical walking tour. Weave that all together on a show. We were filmed with Gettysburg.
Yep, I've seen the Daubert House on that.
Yeah, and Vicksburg as well. So kind of the three-part road trip series on communities that shaped America. Okay. And then we brought her in at the beginning part of the month, opened it up at the beautiful Appel Center at the theater. And we had, I want to say, over 300 people there, including the people who were in the series and just community members who wanted to see, you know, what's going on with York County. And that was our contribution to kind of kick off the excitement for America 250 and PA 250 and all the things that you can do here.
And very well done.
It was a good
tour. Very well done.
Yeah. We had a nice panel.
Yeah. So I bet the premiere, per se, was a fun time.
It really was. We had some of the folks come over from Dillsburg Tavern dressed in their outfits. The only sad thing was they keep refusing to give Darlie the recipe for Cherry Bounce because it is Martha Washington's recipe.
Yeah.
But they're very tight-lipped over there what they're making that Cherry Bounce out of. But
I'm sure we can, with the creativity of Explore York, you could get that recipe if you want.
We can enjoy it.
Well, there's your next contest. Is, you know, you go to a restaurant and you eat something and you come up with how it was made and the person's the closest. They get to make it for everybody else.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you have other, you said three events. The Maker's Spirit event is one that you organize.
We do the annual tourism industry event where we invite people to come in once a year, and just really it's us talking about all the things that we do to support York County, which is really important from an economic perspective, and then links our members together. And then we have a coffee crawl, which last year we celebrated our fifth annual coffee crawl, and that's just a celebration of all of the local independent coffee shops across York County. Because, you know, you might think, I'm a very big coffee enthusiast, so I think that they're all doing something a little bit different. But you'd be surprised, you know, how different they are and how you can make it and roast it. And it's pretty cool.
Talking about the passion of the heart, these individuals have the coffee shops. They like pulling flavors together and the different types of roasts that they can get and everything. Yeah. What a great enhancement to our community that they provide.
It started out, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't even drink coffee and I think it's super interesting. And just the amount of coffee shops that there are that they're right under your nose, but maybe you never knew it was there. Mm-hmm. And then you see the passion of the owners and their staff and they just get really into it. And it's really fun and inspiring to go check them out.
Do you have a craft beer?
Wow. So
we have our Good Libations Trails, which is wineries, breweries, and distilleries. So whatever your taste, we've got it. There's 15 locations on it right now, and you can go all over the county and experience all the different places, and then you check in and you get some fun prizes. The grand prize is a big Arctic cooler. So
there you go.
Once you check in at enough places, you can get, well, there's lots of prizes, but that's the big one.
Well, it's sort of like the model that you explained. You go to each, you have a list of the different places to go. Do they have to do it during the weekend, or do they have like a month to do
it?
Year to do it.
Yep. So it usually starts the first day of January and the ends December 31st.
Do they get any type of discount when they go to the place or anything?
Yes. Every single location has an exclusive deal of some kind.
So this is like a game. I mean, if you and your wife or you and your friends wanted to organize something to do over the year, you can participate in this. And they can get online and yep. sign up?
Yep, and then you download the pass, and it's right on your phone, so you don't have to worry about losing it or, you know, having to pick up a new passport. It's always with you.
And you get a discount, mm-hmm. so you go to a place that you might have been going to anyhow, or a place that you didn't know existed.
Right.
Or a place that just encourages you to do this. Mm-hmm. And you get a discount, you get prizes, and you get checked off. And if they go so many places, do you all provide something also for them?
Yeah, so depending on, they have the opportunity to redeem whatever prize they want, so they get points at each check-in, and it's 100 points per check-in, and then once they accrue enough points for whatever they want, they just redeem it, and then I mail it out to them.
Cool.
So then it's also a personal experience, because I send it to you.
There you go. You guys have one of the best jobs in the world.
He sounds like he wants to apply to come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're hiring.
Oh, I'm very happy here. But, you know, what you do is so important for our community. I wouldn't want to imagine what York would be like without Explore York. You bring money into our community. You provide the opportunity for our businesses to excel, to be known, and network with each other. What you do is amazing for the heartbeat of the York County. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you.
We enjoy it.
Yeah, we're actually happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
I could imagine, Andrea, you say that you work more or less like with magazines and newspapers for people to come in. Do you spend time with them when they come in, or do you just say, hey, this is what you got to do, da-da-da-da-da, answer questions and just let them go on their own, or...
So we do a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. We actually go to a lot of industry events where, like, International Food and Wine Travel Writers Association, where it's a conglomerate of people that's all they're writing about is food and wine. We go to the Mid-Atlantic Tourism Promotion. So we meet, you know, upwards to 60 to 65 people from all across the country who are writing different stories. We pitch York County as a whole. We try to get them interested in our county, and we find out what they're interested in writing about, and we make a connection that way. And then as it makes sense, like, for example, in September, we're going to launch the Civil War Trails. We're going to do a little familiarization tour. That was a grant-funded program, so we have all these beautiful new markers all across the county, historical markers, and we're going to invite some of the people that write about history to come in and travel with us through that trail and learn about different things along the way. So we do just a variety of different things, pitching them stories. Every month we have a service that we, if there's something that's happening, like the pickle drop at Dillsburg, you know, somebody that's writing a story about something that's a little bit more unique than the New York City Times ball drop.
Yeah.
You know, we pitched the pickle drop and it got picked up. So, yeah, just bring in a highlight to all the really cool things that are happening here in New York County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys have created many contacts, and I'm sure they constantly having that relationship and nurturing it and just keeping it going is extremely important to your job. But, you know, you keep on, we just met, and you just keep these secrets from us. I mean, you know, you come out with this Civil War trail, that you call it? Is that what you call it?
It's the Civil War trail. Yeah, so they're trails, it's a series of markers throughout the county mm-hmm. that tell the story of the things that happened here mm-hmm. at all the different places, like, you know, Hanover Junction, there's two right down in the square. Here in over in Hanover, just mm-hmm. located throughout the county. There's a few in Wrightsville,
yep.
One out in front of the Goodridge Freedom Center, but mm-hmm. we're going to bring people and kind of connect them through and tell the story and hopefully encourage other people to come here and experience that as well.
Yep. Now, this is something that somebody put together with one of your grants.
The actual markers were grant funded.
Okay.
But there is a Civil War. It's a national organization.
Okay.
And Melissa, who unfortunately couldn't be here with us today because she's a little under the weather, she is on their board. So she travels and meets up with counterparts from Maryland and I think Virginia and other states that have a similar program. So basically it's, you know, threading together that whole story.
Yep.
So, you know, when did you realize that this is what you wanted to do?
I don't know. It just kind of, things just have a great way of working out sometimes, you know? Just kind of fell into place. We started right around the same time, so we kind of started the journey together, and here we are still on it, and we're just loving every second of it.
Julie, what did you do before this?
I worked at a fence company in Dillsburg.
Okay.
So big difference, but... But yeah, I get out in the community way more now, and it's awesome to be able to experience all the different things.
Well, you build all these great relationships and you get to brag about them.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun because the people that I work with, like influencers and people like that, I'm sure you feel this way about travel writers too, is they're fun-loving people who want to get out and adventure. So it's always a really great time working with these people.
And these are the type of people that if you enjoy the same thing, you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Andrea, what did you do prior?
I worked at the markets at Hanover over here. That's why I have a soft spot in my heart for your area over here. I did some work with Sauble's Markets, which is another family-owned and operated. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. Wow. And then I decided that I was ready to go back full-time. And I love travel, and I love tourism. And I thought, this opened up. I applied. I got it. And we've been here almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
And it's never a dull moment. You get to meet so many people like you and get to see how everybody connects themselves together and eat at fun places and shop and really talk about our county and how great it is.
I guess I didn't really know that I wanted to do it until I was doing it. You know, it's just, it opened up, kind of like how you said, it opened up. You love to travel. You love to experience new things. So I just kind of took a chance and went for it, and it was everything I could have hoped for.
I just, you know, our youth is extremely important to our community. It's very important to us. And right now, there might be some young person watching us, or you might be a friend or a mother or a father or someone. But to think that this is a common occupation. I mean, most places has a destination organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do for the community is phenomenal. You know, we talked about that already. But, you know, this could be your occupation. You could be smiling all the time like these ladies here. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that out. Is there any opportunities for individuals to get involved with Explore York and volunteer or have some type of benefit? I'm just thinking, if you have a passion for travel, is there an opportunity for those individuals to interact with Explore York and somewhat have a community of people that have the same passion in that? Do you have something like that?
Well, we do have the opportunity. You can volunteer at sporting events and different events that are brought in. So if you're interested in sports or any big events, you can always volunteer, which you can submit a form on our website for that.
I know the Lincoln Highway Association is looking for volunteers to help set up their ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
But this is awesome. I mean, for someone who has a passion and wants to connect with the community, you're providing that also. Mm-hmm. You provide the opportunity for someone to get up, get out, and be around people that share the same passion. So you're saying there are opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a lot of nonprofits members with you, or is it mainly businesses?
No, we do have a lot of nonprofit members, and we also, some of the park services are our members as well, and I know they always need volunteers.
Yes.
When we were on that hike up over along the riverfront there, they were looking for people who Because I think the gentleman that was working up there digging out the trails so everybody can hike along the river and see all the pawpaws when they come out in the fall, he was just by himself, you know, working on this trail. And I'm sure he could really use some, you know,
some
other people, you know. And it's nice. You're outside. You're in the trees. It's a serene environment overlooking the river. And it's a great way to give back to your community. And if you're an outdoor enthusiast, you know, why not?
Yeah, you get to be out there and you get to look back and say that you helped build a part of a state park.
Yeah, that so, people are
very cool.
Enjoy.
And you all have a pulse. You guys know what's going on in the county. You know, it'd be interesting to be a connection between the people in the community and organizations that are helping to make our community a great place. We could use some volunteers. Mm-hmm. Because again, just like you guys, you're connected from the passion of travel, you know, but more so than that, the community. You love the community because your job is to get people into the community, which makes our community better in many different ways. I mean, you're bringing money into the community, which means you're bringing occupational opportunities to people, a chance for businesses to grow. You showcase the businesses. Again, I do not know what it would be like without Explorer York. You guys are amazing. I can go on and on and on. You said something about sports. Sports is a big area that you deal with also.
Yeah, our sales team helps to bring in huge events. There's any sports from fencing, softball, ice skating, baseball, just any sport you could think of, it's been here.
National championships are coming up at the York Barbell, mm-hmm. The strongman competition, that's in Q2. We've got a lot of really great things, and we won the NCAA D2 baseball championships. Mm-hmm. That's what, 27-28, so
yes.
They're going to be here, I think, in connection with York College and definitely the Revs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just think about how many people are going to come in to see that, you know, not only the players, but all their family and their friends, because it's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity for the local people, too, to experience something that mm-hmm. they would never have been able to experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And while visitors are our main audience and the people that we mainly reach, the fostering community pride and touching base with the residents and doing things for people in the local community is just as important.
I'm looking forward to having, community media is looking forward to having a relationship with the Explorer York, helping you all in the celebration and being another arm of informing the community of what's there. Thanks for coming in. You know, we reached the end 5 or 10 minutes ago.
We could so talk. Much to talk about.
Yeah, we could talk for days.
We do talk.
Julie Murphy, the web and social media marketing manager for Explorer York. Is there anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Check out our website, www.yorkpa.org, for attractions, events, anything that you could ever want to know about York County. Check it out on our website and follow us on social media.
And Andrea Ryan, the senior marketing manager, is there anything you'd like to say?
I just say get out there and explore York. And as you mentioned, our community is our biggest ambassador. Mm-hmm. So when people are in our community, one of the great things that they always mention is how personable and knowledgeable and sincere and kind and collaborative the people are here. And that's what really is making York County stand out apart, is the people that live here every day.
Yes.
And I could go on. I could ask you about, you know, as you celebrate York, York is changing and has changed, but we're not going to talk about that now because we ran out of time, and there's still more that you could explore in York,
mm-hmm. right.
Right? So again, thanks for coming in and being with us. I hope you enjoyed this segment of Open House here at Community Media. You know, there's organizations. We have Explore York. We have Destination Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. I know they work together, hand in hand, because, you know, this area is awesome. You know, our greatest assets are you, and I encourage you to get involved in the community, find out what your heart's passion is, and then find other people who are doing things around that. And if you don't know what your heart's passion is, get out and volunteer. That's one way of meeting people and also finding, you know, what gives you joy. So until we have another segment where we bring awesome people, I don't know if we can bring anybody better in, but we'll try, you know. Thanks for watching this segment, and, stay healthy, and remember that you are the best.